Okay.
So, we're finishing up this sukkah now. Shina Sarai. We spent the first 2 days on saying what is not. What is not, that the iser of Shina Sarai is not because of Hezek Hadas. That's what we spent 2 days, and we're trying to figure out how far is the machlokas between Rambam and Rabbi Yonah. And that was gorgeous the last 2 days, and enjoyed it very much. Today, we wanted to see, we wanted to see what the Gemara brings down. As they say, bottom line, as we know, there's an issue called Tefillin Tzrichim Guf Naki. And therefore now we're going to read the Gemara inside, where they have three different braitot, and there are different ukiptas, which you saw during Seder, Machloket Rishonim, and to figure out some of the confusing terms, to make sure we will decode them, that people won't be confused, A. B, and the real question, again, comes back to, hopefully the bottom line, is we'll get to uncover, pun intended, I guess, uncover the uncover the kedusha of tefillin, understanding a little bit more about the unique mitzvah of tefillin. And at the same time, one of the things that we're going to definitely talk about is the function, definitely, of covering. When the Gemara says about covering, when it's going to say the word paris, what is the function? Why should that help? Why does covering help? Okay? I'm going to have this as a separate piece. Why does it help? I'm going to have different answers of what is the function as we go through the Rishonim to see, to explain. Everyone open up your Gemara, please, and Daf Chafa. Gemara says, not starting the tour. The tour was really more for yesterday, to show you that the tour actually brings down like the Rabbeinu Yonah also. That was the point of me showing you that, and just shows you about the complication, where as much as what I wanted to say that the Shulchan Aruch is going all like the Rambam, again, there's a rhyme and a reason. I had said that I was nothing compared to the Nosei Kalim, and there's a reason, because the tour already also brought Rabbeinu Yonah, that's with Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah, as much as they were nitchat. We had talked about Lashonos, like Lafik, like Mishtabel, and he brings up Sicha and Kalud Rosh, so it's not so crazy that it's not as far stretch or far reaching of a machlokes than we discussed, but I think it's still very much Esher that it's that the Shulchan Aruch is, even if it's not like the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch is poskening purely like the Rambam, like I had said, to define the din of Mitzayr, the din of Mishmosh, etc. Daf Chavav. On Daf Chavav, we learned that Tanu Rabbanan Ukhlin Achilas Arai. Hopefully, Meretz Hashem at Tzom Gedalia. We will talk about what is Achilas Arai. Start getting into that soon. But we have eating outside of the Sukkah. But in Yishinim Shinas Arai Chutz Sukkah, sleeping outside of the Sukkah. You can't. My time on Rav Ashi Kzeim Hashem Ayiradim. Because maybe you'll come to what? Fall asleep, a deep sleep, outside of the sukkah. I'm like, Abaye. Elo hatanyo, yoshin adam shinas arai b'tfilin. Avalo shinas kevin. We have a break that says you're allowed to sleep, arai b'tfilin, not b'kevin. Why are we not worried? Lechish, shema yiradim. And here within the Gemara, seemingly the only problem at this point we think of the tfilin is a problem, is an absent problem of what? Sleeping keva. With tefillin, so why should I have Shina Sarai, even with tefillin, the same chash of sukkah? Why are you not worried? So the Gemara's first answer is, no problem, I'm Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Loi. I told somebody to make sure that I don't fall deep sleep. Moiser Shinasa Le'achim. The problem, Rabbi Masharsha says, Maskevlar Masharsha, oh yeah, oh yeah, your guarantor needs a guarantor. He's going to fall asleep. Arbach, Arbach, Tzark. Ela, what are we talking about? El Amar Rabban Bar Chanan Rav Yochanan, the concept of Meniach Rosh Ovein Berkavaski. How do we have an issue of Shena, of Shina Sarai, that we're going to be okay? It's because you're going to put it, you're going to be in a formation that it's going to be uncomfortable and you're not going to be able to go into a Shina's Keva. Rabba Amar Ein Keva Shina, and Rashi had explained over here that Rabba says no. He fundamentally says, there is no difference. We're not worried about that you're going to go into a deep sleep. Therefore, that's why in tefillin you're allowed a Shina Sarai. In the sukkah, the reason why Shina Sarai is Osir is because in Kev Lashina. Because there's no such thing as a difference between Kev and Arayin and Sukkah. Because when people sleep, sometimes even a little bit, a power nap is enough. And that's his Shina. If I fill in, the issue is not like we originally thought. The issue is what? Of just sleeping. The issue is more what? Maybe I will flatulate and pass gas. Shemay Afiachem. Falami Shum Isser Shina. Because we're not worried about a small little sleep, it's not going to what? Lead to gas. Okay. Now, Tani. The Braita says, Chad, Tani Chad, we have one Braita. So again, according to Rashi, what we have at this point, according to Rava, the issue of sleeping with the tefillin is not the etzem sleeping, but what is it? Right. It's the idea of leading to the flatulation. Right? That it's going to lead to flatulation. What? Flatulation. Tani. The Braita says, one Braita says, one writer says, and by the way, just the record, you guys did Tosfos about Shinas Kevalo, right?
Yeah.
So you saw that Tosfos, and his bottom line was what? When Rava, what? Same as Rashi. That he says, when Rava says, Shalom Yishamen, not the Shari Abai Lishon, because Abai himself says it's Asur to Lishon. But the idea is that the issue is what? Kevin desire Shalom Yafiach, the Shina Gufei. The whole concept between Abaye and Rabba here is the question, are you Zahir? Because the whole idea is just Xerah Midrabbanan, not to sleep with your tefillin, because maybe what? It's Xerah Midrabbanan, not to what? Right? Who asked me that question? The source, Abraham. The source is, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Xerah Midrabbanan. The rabbis made Xerah for, because of the Kedusha of the tefillin, because we want to what? We want to make sure that you will not come to flatulate with your tefillin on. Comes the bright. Adkan, that was Rashi and Tosfos. Then we have this bright. Tani Chag, we have one bright that says, Yashin Adam, Tfilah Shinas Arai, no Shinas Kevah. We have one bright that says, yes to Shinas Arai, no to Shinas Kevah. Second bright, Mutter both of them, Min Kevah Marai. Third bright, neither of them. So what's going on? So here we go. So we have three answers. Lokasha. Nakele biyadei, that's on the board. Ha the nakele biyadei, ha the manchem reshe, ha the paris sudra aleh. The Gemara says, what's the shinas arai? Well, to see that, Rabbi Chesko says, kidei hiloch me'am. So the question is, what's the lineup of these three cases? So we did it well in Seder, so let's map it out now. Okay? When we say, okay, when Rashi looks at these three things, literally the words Nakibiyade means holding your hands. Machibreshi means
on your head.
On your head. Parasudra Reshe means that what? You put a cloth on his head. That's the little pshat. And remember, what case are we talking about? That you're sleeping. What's the language of all these braises? Yashem Adam b'tfila, either tfila, either Shina Sarai and Shina Kevah, or only Shina Sarai Kevah. We're talking about a case where you're sleeping, seemingly, with the tefillin on. Correct? So what are the cases here? So Rashi says, let me tell you, Nakit B'yadim. What's the case of Nakit B'yadim? Which one does it work?
You can't do either.
And how does he understand Nakit B'yadim?
Sure. That one doesn't work.
Let's read it inside, please. Nakit B'yadim, everyone look at Rashi. The Nakit B'yadim, he says, Lo Kevah B'lo Arai. Rashi says Nakit B'yadim is what? This is when it's Lo Kevah. You can't do either. The low arai, and the reason is why. What's the issue? Shem, you're gonna drop it. I'm holding it, and therefore, any type of sleep, he's afraid of Shema Yipol. Maybe it'll fall. Very simple. I'm holding it. Very good. Am I holding it in a bag? No. I'm actually holding it. Good. Next case. Man Chiberation. What does Rashi say there? Kirsch, read it for me. Next Rashi inside.
Alright, you're left there, so you're allowed to take a nap. The
Kevah Osir,
you can't take a long
sleep.
Shema Yafiyah, so that you will not flatulate.
Good. Therefore, what? One second, what does he say? He says, this is the Braita that says what? Arai is Mutter. We already checked.
Yeah.
And Kevah is Osir, when it's on you. And the reason is why?
Because Shema Yafiyah on your Kevah.
Correct.
Why wouldn't you share my Aliyah with Arai?
What is his answer? The answer with the Arai is he said he's much less of a chance that you're going to come to the Aliyah. That's what he said. I don't know if it's scientific or not. I don't know. But definitely, maybe you should be learning something. The Arai. Next. Very good. Somebody got it. Good. Next. The third Rashi. The Paris Sutra Alayi. Next Rashi. Read the Rashi, please, Mr. Esser. What? What did I write? What does it say? Want to hear what you said? What? Thank you. You're right. That's very important. You put the Sutra on you. On it. On you. On it. Right? Is that what you're yelling at me for? What? Very good. That could be on the tefillin. We have to figure out what it is. Good. What does Rashi say? Paris Sidur Alayu. Right? What does it mean? Paris Sidur Alayu. What, first of all, what does it mean? What's the case? Paris Rashi. Let's read it. This Isser was reading it. Go ahead. So what does he say?
Place it on your head, whether or not it's or it's arai, it's shari.
First, this is the case, so right, we have the case of both asur, one and one. This is the case of lo keva, if I had a red marker, lo keva.
Thank you. That's
what I meant, I want to make sure you listen. So, both keva and arai. Right? Keva and Arai are fine in this case.
Wait a
Keva plus Arai are mut. But one second. What is the case? How does he understand the case? What? What do you mean you take off your head first? You're not wearing the tefillin. You're not wearing the tefillin. What is it? He nicham eitzel merashotav. What did you do? You placed it. Does that mean you put it over here? Does that mean that you put it? How do people understand it? Maybe you put it over. How do you understand it? On the table. Marash on top. What? Next to your head. You place it next to your head. So where's next to your head?
It could be next to your head, either on the head or on the table.
It could be either that it's not in the right place. What? Oh, so that's the question. Kinicham, but the language is Kinicham Itzel Marashotav. It's a weird language. Which means what? His head?
No.
So that's what? So what? What is it?
It means his head.
Marashotav
is a little bit like
his head. No, Rashotav.
What is it?
Rashotav
is his head. Rashotav. Rashotav or Rashahem.
What's the reason for the many operation?
Oh, hold on.
Wait, what's the blue?
So this Rashi we saw, a couple Rishonim trying to understand what Rashi's trying to say. Help me out. So we got a lot to do. What does he say? I'm about to do it right now. He nicham eitzel merashotav. And the reason why it's allowed is, what's the reason why it's allowed? Hold on, right, he says, because lo nina Torah, what, my question, well, how do you understand when you read that Rashi? First of all, without the end of that Rashi, why would you say it's allowed?
Because
you're not wearing it. Because you're not wearing it. So then, what's the problem, though? Then that would be obvious. What's the brighter slash Rashi come to teach me? Did everyone ask that question? If I'm not wearing the tefillin, stick with me. If I'm not wearing the tefillin, either it's not on its makom, or it's mamash on the table. I took it off. So isn't that obvious? Who asked that question? Which Tosis? Tosis Rid asked that question. He, Tosis Rid, understood Rashi that he took it off, and whether it's not in its right place, or it's on the table. But then obviously, first of all, obviously you have to cover it. Why would you have to cover it? Why do I have to cover it now? Not so sure. So Srib says, what? I think it might be they took it off.
Rabbi, is it something like that?
Is what?
Is it
protect it from us. Can't you just say kavod?
Okay, sure. I would say it's kavod. Okay, one way, why is it pashut that I have to cover it? The pashut, again, there's two things. Number one is, obviously I can go to sleep whether kevah or rye because it's not on my head. So what's the issue? What's the chiddush here with this case according to Rashi? Very, very difficult. Furthermore, the function of the covering here might be a din of kavod. So we already see this idea of covering, it might be a din of a certain cover of the tefillin.
Where did we see that?
Just in the assumption of that when the Tosafot Rit says that it's pashut, why would you not? The language of the Tosafot Rit was Pshita. But my lo paris sudra alayu. If the case is that I, like Rashi says, Tosafot Rit says, I don't understand. Beinu nirli dim silkon me'alav. If I took it off and I put it next to me on the table or whatever it is, so it's pashut A, two things. What are pashut? Number one is I should be able to go to sleep. And number two, of course I should what? Cover it. Now he doesn't explain why pashut you should cover it. But I would say the reason why it's pashut to cover it is because of cover of the tefillin. In a very, very quick tangent, I sent you, because you didn't really look at it so much, I sent you from Rav Soloveitchik a very important minhag. That there's a major machlokas aposki, but it comes within this idea of covering your tefillin, and that is the halacha that says that Rosh Chodesh, what do? We wear a tefillin, but then our minhag is what? We take off our tefillin before Musaf. Now, has anybody ever thought why do we take off our tefillin before Musaf? Yes, why?
Because you say as you're starting to come out, you say keter, you have a keter on your head, and when you're trying to, that God is king,
is not. I never fully understand if that's true. That's what's brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah says that the problem of right before Musaf, by Musaf, there's a different Kedusha. There's a Kedusha. One second. He says, Vidavka bin Makam. You're right. Vidavka bin Makam Sha'omri bin Musaf Kedushas Kedem. The problem is, for some reason, when you say keter, the language of the Beis Yosef, in nachon liyot ba'uta sha'ah, keter, the tefillin alav. And this, like we talked about this morning, is a Kabbalistic idea. He's quoting the Zohar. It's a Kabbalistic idea. I don't fully understand it. Just like, as I had said, and he talks about it, tefillin al chalamoy. It was a good, it was very much connected. It wasn't a non-sector this morning. Right? The idea that Taz brings down, that's the same type of concept, that the one reason why we take off the tefillin is for the svarim that say keter, that for some reason, Kabbalistically, it's not proper to say the keter of a kach baruch hu when you have your own keter of tefillin on. Might be a similar idea of wearing tefillin, having two otot at the same time. You don't need more than two otot. Again, it's a Kabbalistic idea that I'm not so sure I understand either. But there are other reasons. Why do you take off your tefillin? Why else do you take off your tefillin before Musaf? So if you go back there, it says it one second. If Yom Rosh Chodesh, Chotzim Otam Kodem Tefilat Musaf. Why do you take it off? So there is a the Mishnah Berurah, the Levush, just that you should know these type of these very important halachot, because you do it every single Rosh Chodesh. So now you should know it's Siman Chavei. It's a literally a 1 minute tangent, but it's very connected, as you will see in our base midrash, a very, very big difference. When the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the Shulchan Aruch Siman Chavei Sifir Gimel, it says first again. When's the earliest time to take off the tefillin? It's only the Shulchan Aruch says after Kedusha Volatziyam, and they said Mitzad Kabbalah, you shouldn't do it after a certain amount of Kaddish, of like Ma'alino, etc. And then, where was it? Oh, where'd it go?
Right there,
the center. The Lavush writes, Rabbi Chayafi, the Lavush in Acheron says, because Tfilat Musaf is Bimkom Hakrabat Korban Musaf. When we daven Musaf, it's instead of the Korban Musaf. The Anu Osim Oto Yom Tov. We make Rosh Chodesh like a Yom Tov, at least at the time of the Akrabah. And as we had said, Yom Tov doesn't need an oath. And therefore, even if you daven be Yechidus, that's the Nafkamina between the reasons. Because the whole reason what Abiba had said from the Ramah is because you're going to hear Keter, but obviously you're not going to hear Keter when you're what? When you're either Ashkenazi or you're davening Yechidus. So tzarich lachzot lachlotz at tefillin. So that's another reason, because tefillat musaf is b'mkom hakrabat korban musaf. The Taz brings down very importantly. He says that you should know, and it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Taz himself writes down that he doesn't fully understand it, maybe because of the Kabbalistic reason. And he says, if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, here comes, this is the point of why I brought this, a very small tangent, which is, you ever see people start taking off your film?
Yeah.
So now what do? Because the problem is, what happens? People, they give a clap. And then what are you supposed to do? You're in the middle of rapping. So what do?
They say just put on the boxes and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's the question. So Rav Soloveitchik felt it was not the cover of the tefillin for it to be unwrapped. Right? The idea of covering it is what? It's a certain cover of tefillin. And that's what I gave for you over here. And therefore, all the talmidei Rav Soloveitchik will make sure to take it off after, if possible. If you're going to be in a tzibur, that would wait. You would wait till after Kaddish. If not, then even before Kaddish, but in the middle of the Vavolat Tzion, towards the end, you take it off in order to what? To have for the proper cover of the tefillin, that it shouldn't be laying out there with the straps. The Rav Kook stock is not that way, and you'll see many people who are under Talmidei Rav Kook, they'll just take it off, put it in the box, they feel it's still okay even though the straps are there. And again, Nafkamina is going to be the question of Tefillah B'Tzibur. To the point that some would say, if you're missing Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Taz says, it's not Ma'akit, you can even what? You can daven Musaf with your Tefillah on. That's the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Out of common tangent, two different reasons, Nafkamina, about why we take it off, but connected to what we did, which is the concept of covering, a reason why you would cover the tefillin is because it's not covered to be left outside naked, quote unquote. And even the straps, the Talmidei Rav Soloveitchik, make sure to take it off a little bit earlier that you're finished by the time Tefillah B'Tzibur continues. Out of kind of that tangent. Now we move on. So we see Rashi. Within Rashi, we have this Paris Sudar Alayu, and he says, Kevin arise mutter. But already the Tosis Rid says, that's Pasha. What's the Chiddush? It's obvious. So Rashi himself says what the Chiddush is. Why? What is the Chiddush over here? The lone Midna Torah, the Malachi Asharis. What's he trying to teach me here? Did anybody understand this?
You get it?
The lone Midna Torah, the Malachi Asharis. Why does Rashi tell me that?
Are we saying that the Malachi don't know?
I hope you're listening to your friend. Yes.
The Malachi don't know this because like they're not human. We're human. We need to sleep.
That's what I think it means also. I think the simple point is that Malachi don't sleep. We do need to sleep. And therefore what?
To woke.
So he's saying. So what? So you have to go to sleep.
I think he's under the assumption that the mitzvah is all day. That's what I mean. Like,
that's true also. I think all Rishonim say this is all day. Yeah.
So you have to, like, the assumption is, okay, you have to do mitzvah all day, but at the same time, when I'm talking about mitzvah, you've got to go to sleep eventually. So what do you have to do?
So therefore, you have to take it off. Since the Torah was given, assuming, like Mr. Abraham says, you have a mitzvah all day, therefore, looking at Torah, you have to take it off.
Well,
Because we're talking about whether it's even Shinas Arai. We're talking about a case that what?
Yeah.
He's saying the Chiddush here is that Shinas Arai and Keva are mutter.
Yeah.
Right? So both of them are mutter. Right? Even Keva. Even Keva. I agree with you. I agree with you. Even Keva is mutter.
Oh, right.
Right? So, but it's not on me. So the whole point he's saying is that what? You would even take off your stuff. Now, why am I taking off? So what's the importance here? The importance here is you should know that filling it was given to man. Again, it could be connected a little bit to the Rambam Shita about this high level of what you need for tefillin. Definitely still needs a little work. One of the big questions that the Tosfos HaRosh asks over here is what? What did the Tosfos HaRosh ask over here with the Shitas Rashi? What did the Tosfos HaRosh say in source number 4? The Kari Le Shabir Yashin Adam Bitfilin. What's the problem?
It says Bitfilin, you go to the house.
Right? How can you say that this is the description of the case of Yashin Adam Bitfilin? How can you call this that I'm actually sleeping with it when I'm not even what? When it's not on me? Did everyone understand that that was the Chiddush here of the Tosfos HaRosh? The Chiddush of the Tosfos HaRosh here was what? This, how Rashi. Because one of the difficulties in Rashi here, number one is, we had said it's pshita. Of course I'm allowed to sleep. But the tefillin is not on. That was the Tosfos Fritz Kasha.
The answer
was
good.
The what?
The answer is how you say it's
story. How?
Because you're missing for a little
bit. But how am I saying that I'm sleeping with it? The break that says I'm sleeping with it. It's not on me.
With the mitzvah.
What?
With the mitzvah.
I'm not sleeping with the mitzvah. So what you're saying a little bit deeper with Abraham is that it's not considered a bittul mitzvah that I took it off now. It's tough to say, no? It's tough to say. I took it off. You want to say maybe lo min haTorah malchi asharis, and maybe that's the chiddush. You hear what he said? Maybe it's considered when I take it off a chutzpah. You're taking off your tefillin. You're going to sleep, which we're going to talk about the idea of sleeping in the middle of the day. All right, and you're being mevatel a mitzvah naaseh. That may be the chiddush of Rosh. You with me? And we know you're sleeping in the middle of the day, which the Gemara is about to talk about not nice things about sleeping in the middle of the day. Maybe you should say it's considered a bittul mitzvah naaseh, where the Gemara talks about very, very not nice things of not wearing tefillin. The Gemara calls you a person who's a posheya yisrael begufam. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, person who's a derelict, what's the word? A person who's a criminal almost. Criminal with his goof. So maybe that's the Pshat Rashi. Maybe that's the Pshat Rashi. I would have thought. Chiddush is not loading the Torah Malchi Asharis. If you're able to go to sleep, it's not considered a bittul mitzvah aseh. That could be the Chiddush with the Rashi. Very good.
I'm still not clear on the Rashi. Yeah.
What? The Tosfos Rosh then asked another element. The Tosfos Rosh says, how do you say, Mr. Rashi, that this is actually what? That this is actually considered wearing tefillin. I'm sleeping with tefillin. What do you mean I'm sleeping with tefillin? It's not on me! Oh! Givaldik! His answer is, since it's next to you, it's considered in that category. He says, Vakori Shapir is still considered Yachshin Adam tefillin because they're right next to you. Adkam Shitas Rashi, it's possible that Chiddush of Lomim Neltar Mavkasharis Yashakoah to the two guys there. I like it. Next, the Tosfos Reid. What? What's your problem? The third category?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's talking about the case where you're covering it and it's on you.
It's covering on you and it's not on you.
It's not on you.
You've taken it off. Whether you physically take it off, that's definitely how the Tosfos Reid and Tosfos Rashi are. So how do you call that the category that I'm sleeping with the tefillin? If I took it off? His answer is, it's close enough. It's basically, it's still included in that category. Okay, so we basically, within Rashi, what we've talked about so far, is definitely the concept of covering. Is the din of kavod, and we then covered, pun intended again, we covered tefillin within Rosh Chodesh. We talked about how he broke down the cases, how he defined all the cases, and his big chiddush of learning the Torah Malchi Asharish. What we're saying is possibly it's Efsher that he's trying to say, what? Don't think that you're actually being a Mevatel, a very important Mitzvah Aseh. Not that he's being a Mevatel, a Mitzvah Aseh. How can you let him sleep? Because learning the Torah Malchi Asharish. Okay. Tosus Rit says, Veloni Oli, therefore he comes and changes it. What does Tosus Rit say? Veneer Oli. What are his cases?
Where's my chart?
Right? He gives a different answer. Tosus Rit, let's read it. Veneer Oli in source 5. What does the Tosus Rit say? Help me out. Tosus Rit says, what is the case? What's the, let's talk about which case. Let's read them inside to make sure everybody knows how to read it. Finirli din kalebi yade kach. Comma. What is that case? You put it in your hand. What is he talking about when you put it in? What's in your hand? What is he talking about? That's true. Which case is he referring to now? He's talking about the third case. That's what we're talking about now. We're in the third case where he says Paris Alei Sudar. He quotes Rashi and he says, with all due respect, another British word of the day, what does he say? This is the rubbish. That's what he says. It's the rubbish. What? You knew that? I know you know that. Right? He says this is ridiculous. He says it's ridiculous. It's poshut. And therefore he says, what is the case of Paris Alei Sudar? He says the case is what? Very important. What's the case? I'm holding it. I'm holding the tefillin. Everyone see that? The case of Paris Alei Sudar. Just read it inside. Then nearly the inkalebiyadikai. And what about it? Not only that, I'm holding the tefillin. And what is the case of Paris Alei Sudar alive? What does it mean? It is totally covered. We have our double cover. When you go on your plane, your double cover, right, to make sure they eat in a United flight. So he says, let's fill in this case as I'm holding it, and what else? It is wrapped or covered. Fully covered. Fill in. I'm holding the fill in and wrapped plus covered. And therefore, what's the halacha then? What is this talking about, this third case? Both of them are mutter. Both keva plus what? Plus arai are mutter. Correct or not?
Yes.
Good. Let's read. Why does he say that? Comma. The e paras sutra vinakale biyode yashiba mafil keva. Why? Because what would I be afraid of? What is he afraid of?
Falling.
And in this case, if it falls, what does he say? Mabakach. Harihein kruchit besuda. They're totally covered. We're not worried. And therefore, what he says is, what's the issue here? The issue is what? Maybe it's going to fall. He says it's not worried about falling because it's covered. Hold on. Therefore, we're already seeing our second function. This was Rashi. About what covering it is covered. Now we come with Tosus Rid, different color. The Tosus Rid is saying that it's not just a cover, but it's a full cover. And this full cover is what?
Protection.
What we're going to call what?
Protection.
Who?
Protection.
Protection. Tethered. Not tethered. Right? That's what? Fully covered to what? Make sure that it's not? Not full.
Why
don't it fail?
Why would these covers not let it fall?
What?
Why? How
if it's double, even if it falls, he says, who cares? That's what he says, Mabaka.
Wait, so it's fully...
He's assuming it's double covered, and therefore so he's not worried about the...
It's
covered. With a cloth, a double cloth,
wait,
with a cloth.
It's fully covered, and he doesn't care if it falls.
He's saying it's covered, and therefore you're not worried of falling.
Then why do we say that if it does fall, why do we care? Why do you add that?
That's his point. Mahabakah, he says, even if it falls, it doesn't matter. Because it's no affront to the Kedushah of the tefillin, because it's double covered. says cover.
That's covering.
Correct. The covering takes care of what? Of not worrying about the falling. Because even if it falls, we don't care. Takes care of the worry of falling. The function of the covering is, thank you, in what? The function of the covering takes away the problem of falling. Because even if it falls, we don't care. Okay? That's according to Tosis Rim. Why what?
Wow.
It is. The function of the covering does what? What does the function of the covering do? So what is that doing? It's solving the issue of if it falls.
I just want to see what the same category is.
Because that's very different than kavod. We've done two categories. Number one is, we're not talking about falling. We're talking about, I take off my tefillin. Yeah. If I leave it naked, it's not proper cover to eat tefillin. Nothing to do with falling. It's a very secure table. I took off my tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, and I left it there. That, according to Rav Soloveitchik, even if I put it in the box, but leaving the straps, it's still not covered. Here, the second level, the function of covering is what? Is the idea that either to take care of the problem of falling, because even if it does fall, it's not an affront to the Kedusha of tefillin. Then he says, "Lo chayshinon ela kedenaket luhu belo kisui shelo yishan ben keva shema yitlu la'aretz." Again, he's talking about the falling, and then he says, "What? The only chashash we have is when I'm holding it. What? I'm holding it without covering. Which case is that?" That's this case.
Yes.
Okay. So what does he say? I'm holding it without covering, right?
Secure. Not secure. You're holding it, and we're afraid you're going to drop it.
Yeah, and that becomes the didn't cover.
Holding without covering.
Keva aser.
And therefore, keva is aser. Arai is mutter.
That's a crazy finish that he can say that.
And the reason he says that is why. Because he's saying, because what he's saying is what? What is he saying over there? He's saying, again, if I'm holding it with a kisoy, both are mutter. That's the case of the parasuda. The case of nakid biyadeh is I'm holding without a kisoy. And therefore, our eye is okay, we're not worried that it's going to fall. That's his chiddush. Right? That the idea is, in our eyes mutter, his chiddush over here is what? Lo choshesh l'nefila. Only time where...
That's only for Arad.
Correct. But covers us because he's worried about the nefila here. And what's this other case? Man chivereshe.
Can you say it one more time? Why?
I'll explain it one more time, one more second. What is man chivereshe here? What does it mean? Hello? Lo arai v'lo keva. Correct? Everyone agree with that?
For Arai, why are we not worried about falling?
With what? Where?
You said for the first case, we're not worried about falling.
That's
why are you not worried about falling?
That was his finish. Because you're not forthright. You're some sort of conscious that you're not worried that it's going to fall. That's his finish.
And
the
middle one is usher for both? The middle one's usher for both?
Yeah, because
you're wearing tefillin. You're wearing tefillin. The truth is, he doesn't explain the reason of what that reason is. What? Maybe. Maybe he doesn't explain why.
We
could. Why?
I'm going to say the same thing for the third case.
No, the third case.
Yeah, if you have to find
the third case,
no, it is. Because they are holding the tefillin. I'm not wearing it. They are not wearing it.
What's the reason for the middle?
The reason for the middle one.
What? You're holding
the same thing.
On
you. Could.
No, they're
saying
he's
not wearing it. How can it fall? Wearing it. You're sleeping on your head.
Again, when you're sleeping,
you fall asleep.
The answer is, he doesn't exactly say. It could be Shema Yiplu. It could be Hafakha also.
What's Shema Yiplu? Wait, what's Hapacha? What's Hapacha?
No, it's going to be used the other two.
You wrote Yiplu, or what's the second one?
Yoshua, you're with me here.
What's the second one?
What?
You wrote Yiplu, which is fall, and what's the second one?
Or flatulation.
Oh.
He doesn't say. Meaning, the logical piece is just to keep with the Yiplu issue, but I don't think you could rule out that he would say also that once it's on you, it's also a problem of Hapacha. Yeah. Why is what? Tosfos Reads Chiddush is that the Parvus Sudar is not like Rashi, but it's what? You're holding it. And the function of covering it, the function of covering it, what? Make sure that the fall line doesn't work.
Why aren't we nervous about it falling in our eye?
In this first case, that's his chiddush. That's his chiddush. That when it's arise, you're not going to be worried about the fall.
Does the rope say anything about that?
No, it isn't.
No. No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you can drop it. No problem.
What time is it?
Christmas. I'm not sure. No, it's not to draw them and they're going to
excuse
it with the thing.
It's okay.
Hold on, Saffron, this might not be true though, right? Because if he says over here, Arai, hold on. He says it's Arai is mutter because not choshesh nefilah. So why all of ah, the reason is because I'm wearing it. There I'm not, here.
Here you're holding it.
Here you're holding
it. And there's no cover, and there's no cover there.
Right.
The problem is because you're going to contradict Rama.
We'll get to the Rambam.
Yeah,
we'll get to the Rambam right now. It's true. Let's get to the Rambam. Let's get to the
Rambam.
He says you're allowed to hold it, take a nap. He's not worried that it's going to fall.
That's
what we're going to see. He looks today, Mayama. We're going to get to that. Let's go. I'm running out of time. The Rambam, we've got to move. The Rambam in Perek Daled. Halachos Tedvav and Tedzayin.
Like 2 minutes.
The Rambam says what? With the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam says very clearly, and this is the Shulchan Aruch quotes it verbatim, literally word for word. Siman Mem Daled, Sif Aleph. He explains it very clearly. What does the Rambam say? Okay, he talks about it's a din of gufnaki. Yesterday, the day before, we said it's not an issue of hesach hadas, but clearly the Rambam says it is an issue of gufnaki, and therefore the Rambam, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch also, explains as follows: Kol zman shatfilin berosho bizroo asur nishon b'hem afilu shinas arayamri. From the Shulchan Aruch, but literally, this is the Rambam halacha tevva perek dal. If the tefillin is on you, whether your head or your arm, you cannot sleep even the shinas arai, unless elaim hiniach aleim sudar velo ita imo isha yashin b'hem shinas arai. Whether unless you what you put the sudar and the woman's not with you, right? Because then you have a problem of maybe having relations with them, and that's that issue. But yashin b'hem shinas arai. Okay? Now, the Ketzad Hu Oseh, Maniach Rosho, this is to ensure that it's a Shinas Arai, Maniach Rosho, Bein Berkavu Yashin Ve Yashin, Arkan Halacha Yod Dal, Tevav, which means what? That we have, according to the Rambam. What is he explaining now? He's explaining this case. Pore Sudar Alav, what does the Rambam say? Is the tefillin on or not on? It's on, which is different than the Tosfos Sarid. The tefillin is on. Tefillin is on, but guess what happens? How you have a cover, your pores sudar, and therefore what are you allowed to do as a result of that? As a result of the sudar, what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to have shinas arai only versus aser and kevel. Why? What is the reason?
What's Pore Sudar? What's Pore Sudar?
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pore Sudar is its cover? He's saying it is
the
cover.
Function of the covering, according to the Rambam, everyone is mature here, thank you. That the function of the Sudar, the big assumption. The function of the covering of the Sudar, according to the Rambam, is what? To remember that the tefillin is on you. This is how the Kesef Mishnah explained it. And what? Then you will not come to Yafiach. Meaning, the covering is a remembrance. It's a reminder. Right? Because of Gufnaki, of the Chiyuv of Gufnaki, that you will not. Lo Yafiach. Good. That is how the Kesef Mishnah explained that. The difference here, that's what's going on. Next. Then what do we have? Then, next halacha, we continue reading in halacha Aleph, but the different halacha in the Rambam. What does he say? Hayut filin kruchin biyodo. Motor l'shim b'em afilu shinas keva. So this is the braita that says it's allowed. Shinas keva and shinas arai. In which case is that? Which case is that?
The first case.
Not as opposed to just holding it without a cover or just stop holding it. His chiddush here is kruchin biyodo. What does kruchin biyodo mean? Most people got very confused because kruchin biyodo thought that you actually had it on. It's not what it means. What does kruchin biyodo mean? It's tied to you. It's with scotch tape. It's not on, right? It's tethered to you. It's not on you. You're not wearing it. And the reason why the heck would you do kruchin, why would you do that? So in order not to drop it. So therefore I'm allowed to sleep both arai and keva, why less than keva? Because it's not on me. It's not on me. And therefore it's totally fine. The kruch biyada, we're going to write down, is that it's roped on you, just to like, even though it's not proper English, doesn't matter. Right now it's tied onto you, and it's not on you, therefore there's no chash of hafacha at all, because it's your
tied onto you.
Right? Tied onto you.
What's it
all good. Tied on to you. The tefillin's tied. It's not on you. You didn't.
No.
No, it's not on. It's not on you. It's like you have like a tether ball and you like rope on. You have that rope. So you put the tefillin on. You know how people wear them though, like a purse with the tefillin? That's what's on. You're not wearing it. Okay? Fine. Next. Then what do we have?
Wait, what does the black say?
The black says, kruchim biyadu. That's how he understands not to be other.
Wait, what does the bottom say? Tefillin is what?
Where are you?
Tefillin is on. Tefillin is on.
What is? Where is that? Where are you?
Third box. Third box.
Tefillin is on you. The reason why? What? Why is that important? Because according to
the
minis,
what does the purple say in the first box though?
Hold on.
In what?
Tefillin.
What does eight chashash hapecha mean?
Tefillin's not on you. What eight? You don't have to worry about the farting, the flatulation, because it's not on you.
Okay.
Because you're not wearing tefillin. What's the third case according to the Rambam? Manach, what? What does Tanach, what does Manach Bereshit mean? You're wearing them. And what is that case? What? Good. It's on you, right? And it's usher because of Kofnoki. Right? That was the first halacha. Good. Now, So far, we have three functions of covering. Kavod, the idea that it shouldn't fall. That it'll take care because it's fully covered, right? Versus a mini cover. The third one is a reminder of a kufnaki. The fourth and final one is I showed you from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik explained a different pshat. Rav Soloveitchik explained. Rav Soloveitchik explained this shita sarambam as opposed to Tosfos and Rashi. As opposed to Tosfos and Rashi, that it's a gzeira midrabbanan, that you're afraid that you shouldn't sleep, leading to what? Leading to flatulation. He says it's d'oraisa. The Rambam, he felt that the iser to sleep, shinas keva, since it's gufnaki, there's an iser d'oraisa. I cannot watch my tefillin properly. I cannot watch my tefillin properly. And therefore, but what's the problem? What's the problem? If that's true, what does the cover do? What does the cover do? There's an Isser D'oraisa as opposed to Tosfos. There's an Isser D'oraisa that I cannot properly watch my tefillin. So what does the covering do? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, the tefillin Shabarosh has a special kiyum mitzvah. That's not just what? You're not just wearing a tefillin, but you are mi'utar b'tefillin. We learned last week, v'ra'u chola me'aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. That everybody should see that Shem Hashem is on you, and they should be awed by it. And the Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in Menachos says this is the Tefillin Shemarosh. When the Tefillin Shemarosh, the whole idea of having the Tefillin Shemarosh is not just a regular mitzvah, just like we saw in the Rambam again. The Rambam, the Shitasa, especially with Rav Soloveitchik's Chiddush, it's not just a normal mitzvah. There's a new chalos when you're wearing this tefillin, you are a new entity. You have to be adorned in this tefillin that when people see it, and the reason it's not again not voodoo, it's ra'u kol ha'aretz ki shem Hashem. Tefillin, as we said, is shem Hashem on you. And it has to have a status change within you. Because of that, when it's covered, says Rav Soloveitchik, what are you missing then? You're missing the full mitzvah b'shleimuta. Because even though the tefillin's on your head, it's not seen. And therefore explains Rav Soloveitchik, if the tefillin is not covered, for the cover of the tefillin, you would be usher to sleep, even a Shina Sarai. But if the tefillin is covered, you're allowed to sleep the Shina Sarai, because again, we are not mi'utar with them, and you do not have the same cover that you need when it's what? When it's properly on your head. Somebody had mentioned, similar to the cover of the Aron HaKodesh, okay? That when the Torah is going, you have to stand up to be mechavi the Torah. But when the Aron is not moving, okay, then you're allowed to sit down. Same thing with tefillin. So again, what's the function now according to this last shot of the kisui? The answer is, it's making sure that it's lacking the full mitzvah bishleimusa.
Wait, what?
It's now as a result of you covering it, what happens? You're hiding it. You're hiding the tefillin. And as a result of hiding the tefillin, you don't have that same what? Key mitzvah, and therefore, as a result of that, you don't have the same chi of the raisa of the shmirah. And as a result of that, you would be able to sleep a shina sarai.
Who said the last two?
Rav Soloveitchik within the shita sarai.
What about the second last one?
What?
What about the second last one?
This one was the kesef mission. Let's go downstairs. We cover it to be able, because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. They have a kedusha satzon. Part of the kedusha satzon is a special key within the rosh that when you're wearing the tefillin, it should be shown in a pe'er to everybody. A pe'er to everybody. When they see it, they see that you're not the same person.
What's
and therefore, you have an issur of sleeping d'oraisa. But we cover it in order to enable you, then you don't have that same key or mitzvah. We cover it, and as a result of that, you're able to sleep. A shina, a rai, and you're not. There's no affront to the film.
You can't do.
I have 1 minute to get downstairs. Yeah.